We'll start in the Middle Eastern country of Israel. Voters there are going back to the polls today for Israel's second general election within 6 months. The reason for that has to do with Israel's Knesset, its parliament. In order to serve as Israel's prime minister, a leader needs the support of most of the seats in the Knesset. There are 120 seats there, so a leader needs at least 61 of them in support. But there's a complication. There are dozens of political parties in Israel, and no single party is likely to win 61 seats in an election. So what a lawmaker has to do to serve as prime minister is form a coalition government, a group of parties working together that gives the leader at least 61 seats in the Knesset. Right after April's elections, incumbent Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was expected to serve a record fifth term. But then there was a deadlock among the political parties. Prime Minister Netanyahu did not get enough of them to back him up with that 61-seat majority. It was the first time in Israel's history that an election didn't lead to a coalition government. So the Prime Minister called for a new general election, the one that happens today. Will it give him the 61 seats he needs for a coalition government? Will it give that to another Israeli lawmaker? Is more deadlock ahead? Israel waits to see.